Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, Lee, you know how at these very liberal universities, many of them now have these separate graduations?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like if you're black, you go to the black graduation. If you go to Asian, you go to the Asian graduation. But there's no white graduation.
Segregated ceremonies.
Yeah, for everybody but white people.
Right.
Why is this? Well, if you dig a little deeper, the left will tell you it's so they can have safe spaces. I mean, if they had to even so much as look upon a white person, my God, they would be, I mean, they would feel unsafe, threatened. So we're going to separate all the white people out. We're just going to have black people. But then if black people had to see an Asian person at their graduation, they might feel unsafe too. So we're going to put the Asian people over here. You want to know what this is? It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really, really, well, weird. Kind of like the Democrats are saying about Donald Trump.
Yeah. And some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
Weird is perfect vernacular. And there is something weird about these guys. Trump's hair is weird.
And 3 days ago, the nation found out what we've all known in Minnesota. These guys are just weird.
It's just, they're weird. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to sit with the weird people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, on the other side, they're just weird.
There's something a little off with the other side. There's something a little weird with the Republican campaign.
Okay, Lee, I wanted to play this for you because you alone, you know what they're doing.
Yes.
They are finding in their own polling, the Democrats, people think they're weird.
Right.
So what are they doing? Tell us.
They're fulfilling the narrative. Mm-hmm. They are reinforcing this information by using their talking points and distributing those through the Associated Press and other entities to distribute this narrative to attack basically the, well, they're trying to marginalize and demean the candidates. That's what it is.
And as you always say, they accuse you of what,
of what they're doing.
Are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling, their polling is telling them people think they're weird because they're weird. Okay, I know what their polling said. These people are very strange. I mean, this is like, for instance, Jill Biden sees the Paris Open ceremony complete with hanging scrotum sack. The guy in the Last Supper shot actually left his scrotum hanging out.
Okay, Please move on from that.
No, I'm going to say it. I want people to understand what they are. Because let me tell you what, the Democrat Party gets elected, they are going to turn this country into the Paris Olympics. And that's how they roll. And I mean, really roll. So that's what these people are wearing. Okay, you see that thing. You see the guy in blue holding the phallic thing with the child off to the side. And the men dressed as women shaking their rear ends. And the bisexual threesome. You see the bisexual threesome?
No, I was thankfully, I did not see that.
I was as outraged by that as I was the last time, just because my kids might have been watching, you know? There's a bisexual threesome, two men and a woman. It was very amorous. Anyway, Jill Biden sees that, okay? Normal people see that. Their mouth is hanging open. They're diving for the TV as they're grabbing the holy water to perform an exorcism on their home because it's just been displayed, right? That's what normal people do, right? They look at that and go, what? Nobody I know wants to slam Christians by mocking the Last Supper, even if they're not Christian. They don't care. These people are weird. Jill Biden sees that, and here's her reaction.
It was spectacular. The rain did not dampen our spirits. And Casey, honestly, every step of the way, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, how are we going to top this? How are we going to top this?
It's great when you mock Christians.
Yeah.
With your nutsack hanging out. Anyway, so this is where we are. She thinks she's great. What? Why? She's weird. Fair.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep.
That's why they ended up having to take this down off the Olympic site, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to fit. I'm telling you, they were afraid it would affect elections in the U.S. You get a good look at the left and go, wow, I can't deal with that. No, I can't have these people here. They're very, very weird. So that's why they're calling us weird.
Yeah.
Because they just went through a very weird self-revelatory incident there at the Olympics. They were too much themselves. They got to back off it. So this is why they're calling us weird, because we're calling them weird, the left, I mean.
Now,
so all this is going on.
I just want to warn the Republican candidates one thing, though.
Uh-huh.
Despite the fact that you had some Democrats criticizing Trump's hair, don't you dare say anything about the vice president's hair. Okay, because, you know, turnabout is not fair play.
No, well, that'd be sexism,
yes,
Lee.
Exactly.
And probably racism somehow. And yeah, so yeah. Okay, now you want to hear weird? You want to hear weird.
Well, you've been doing pretty good so far, Tara.
We open the segment with the segregated graduations.
Yeah.
And the universities say it will not be a safe space if Black people, Asian people had to look on, you know, white people. So we put them off to the side, the white people. We tell them they can't come. They don't get to have their own graduation, you see. But yeah. So what happens when you're a good liberal like Kamala Harris and you need white volunteers? You segregate them so nobody has to look upon them and feel threatened. You then instruct them that they are toxic and that they have white privilege. And if they want to help, to please shut up and check that. Okay, Lee, this is the actual instructions to the group of online influencers Kamala Harris has working for her campaign who are going to go out and do this. Okay, this woman, Ariel Fedor, has 1.5 million followers. This is her delivering the instructions to the white female online influencers. And yes, Kamala has them segregated on a special call just for white women. Take a listen to the instructions.
No matter who you are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
Okay, so first step, tell the white people in the segregated phone call that they are toxic. Check. Okay, again, this is the message from Kamala's campaign to her white liberal female surrogates online who are influencers. Now listen to the instructions.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn. So do check your blind spots. You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
You're toxic, racist, and shut up.
Please define.
If somebody of another race is talking.
Define one term for me. I'm not familiar with this. BIPOC?
Oh, that's Black, Indigenous, basically anybody of color.
Okay. All right.
Other people of color, OPC, BIPOC.
All right. So as a person without color, I guess that's why I didn't understand that.
You don't have a lot of color. Like before you went gray, you were red. You were redhead. You got no color, Lee. So you got like, you got like no power in this new world they're building.
Yeah.
This is the instructions to white people. Now, even better, they had the segregated, so no one is afraid, white dudes for Kamala online instruction session. You want to hear how that went?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Can you imagine living in this world where all of your, like you go to college, all your classes are, wow, there's only white dudes in my class. Well, we couldn't put them in the other classes because it might frighten people who aren't white. Oh, okay. That's not weird. These people are weird.
They have melted the melting pot, Tara.
They have. Okay. So this is one of these white guys. He's supposed to be an influencer for Kamala. He is Sean Austin, the actor from Lord of the Rings, okay?
Oh, no.
White dudes for Kamala. Listen to how that is. I bet you guys want to hang out in this group. Take a listen. Oh, here we go. Wait, hold on.
The idea that men can gather to talk about how we feel. Interesting, powerful concept. We said in our invitation, everyone is welcome. That's a really interesting phrase. Everyone is welcome. You might hear it in other places. I'm pretty sure you can feel that it's true here with this particular political party and this particular candidate.
Okay. He opens the segment talking about he's very excited to be a part of this White Men for Kamala with Feelings group that he has joined. And he says he's got this friend who's part of a men's group, right? And his friend really loves his men's group. And then he notes, yeah, it's weird, though. My friend's men's group has people of different races. And this doesn't seem to have people of different races, only white men. Take a listen.
He was always coming back to be with his men's group. I think they had more than white men in that group. So...
it's the same concept. Well, we're going to put you white people over here. And after we explain to you that you're toxic and we really want you to shut up, we'll let you volunteer for us. But just stay over there with the white people so you don't scare anyone. Okay, that sounds like fun. Do we get to talk about our feelings? But we're the weird ones.
Yeah.
You know, Lee, in all seriousness, though, I mean, like we have neighborhood cookouts, which is like really cool 4th of July celebration, right? We got black people, we got white people, we got Indian people. Everybody gets together. Nobody thinks a thing of it. Everybody's friends. It's a great atmosphere for kids. People aren't like this in the real world. There's no like, hey, we're going to announce the neighborhood fireworks for white people, but not black people. Yeah. Or for black people, but white people don't come. There's none of that. Everybody's friends. Everybody says, hey. I mean, it's... this is not America. I don't know what this is, but it's not America. People, normal people are not like this at all.
No.
This is the left and they're strange. Can you imagine a whole society set up like this by race? It's horrifying.
I thought this country had tried to fight that.
I did too.
I mean, I remember seeing the signs where you had, you know, this is for... you know, the water fountain for whites, and this is the water fountain for others. And it's like, you know, and that was derided and demeaned and rightfully so. And yet this is exactly what this party is doing, is trying to divide people by the color of their skin. It's like, do you not remember a guy by the name of Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said a statement that was very different than what you're trying to do now?
And, you know, this statement by this white liberal woman, you listen to it a couple more times as I did as I was cutting it. I'm like, this is one of the most racist things I've ever heard a white person say in modern era about black people. Well, you know, we've got privilege and we're going to want to correct them, but we're going to just have to let them talk. It's going to be so hard to let them talk without helping them to see the right way to think. Listen to the inherent racism in this against black people, white, you know, people of other races. Just listen to it again.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change.
You know what I hear? These poor people of color can't do anything without us. They're just so helpless. And you're going to want to correct them, all right? But just keep your mouth shut and help people to hear them because they can't do it for themselves. Never mind how racist what she's saying is to white people, too.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, it's...
Again, if you're just tuning in, those are the official instructions from the Kamala Harris campaign to white liberal women who might want to advocate for them, to their influencers. And they say, we're weird?
Yeah.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, incredible changes to the timeline. Folks, let me bottom line this to you, for you with the Trump assassination attempts. The only people who tried to save were local police officers. And you could see that in the video that just came out overnight. Again, not from the FBI, not from the Secret Service. No, no. From yet another person who was there who is turned whistleblower. Charles Grassley can seem to figure out what the timeline is and force the FBI to retract theirs. In fact, right now Fox News has Chiron saying questioning the timeline. Why? Because as the UK Daily Mail reported overnight, whistleblowers forced the FBI to retract its timeline. Which timeline? The one they presented last week under oath in Congress? Wasn't real. Nope, it was off by 40 minutes. Weird. And how do we know this? Whistleblowers Okay, so here's what we've learned in the last 2 days. I'm just going to tell the story straight through. It's easier than going through the articles. A SWAT team noticed Crooks, sent pictures to the Secret Service, tried to stop him. Four local traffic cops from Butler County, who were supposed to be working traffic, walked away from their posts. They were so afraid of Thomas Crooks. They thought he was going to try to kill Trump. They weren't wrong. And they became so alarmed after all their notifications to the Secret Service didn't seem to be getting any response. They themselves went off and tried to protect Trump. These are traffic cops, okay? Nice guys, but they're not trained Secret Service. And they could tell they were about to watch an assassination attempt. Group number three, local snipers in the AGR building. Watch Thomas Crooks. They had parked their cars, okay, like way over off, away from the whole crowd, away from the whole thing, like kind of in a not very obvious parking space. Somehow, Thomas Crooks, the sniper, the shooter, knew where the snipers had parked and parked next to them and went over and sat at a picnic table and watched them. How'd he know that? God, that's weird. These things are weird, okay? So much so that in the article that broke in the New York Times, what was the source? Whistleblowers, not the FBI. In an article that broke in the New York Times, whistleblowers went to Charles Grassley and then Charles Grassley went to the New York Times. So congratulations to them for doing real journalism. We don't see it much, so we congratulate them when they do. One of the snipers got off early. So it's 4:16. Trump doesn't speak for almost 2 hours, right? He's done with his shift. So he walks to the car. There's Thomas Crooks just watching the sniper's cars. He's parked next to them. He's got the rangefinder and he's watching them. So he texts back to the sniper still in the AGR building. Hey, this guy, he somehow figured out where we parked and parked next to us. Oh, by the way, he knows where you are. He's watching you. And he just saw me get in my car with my rifle. So he knows. He knows where we are. He knows we're snipers. When was this? Well, the FBI's timeline's wrong. This was an hour and 40 minutes before the shooting. And so you see the back and forth text with the AGR glass factory snipers sending the pictures of this guy, Thomas Crooks, repeatedly to the Secret Service. Weird, right? So it's three groups of local law enforcement trying to save Trump, trying to save people at the rally. Zero Secret Service or federal agents doing that. Okay, now overnight, we have a new but no less shocking article that's come out from the New York Post, and it's a horror show. The cops were so afraid by the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds before the shooting that they themselves, the locals, not the Secret Service, not the federal agents, surrounded the AGR glass building. And there's video of it. We only know this because somebody who was there caught video of it. We didn't hear about it from the FBI. So the FBI has now had to change their timeline because whistleblowers. Tell the truth. Whistleblowers who? Whistleblowers that Senator Charles Grassley asked to come forward. I've been asking, why do we need whistleblowers? What are people afraid of? That whistleblow? Why is this just, it's not a secret. Guy's dead. There's no criminal trial. Listen to this from the New York Post. Shocking new footage from the assassination attempt on Donald Trump shows local cops with guns drawn surrounding the building where Thomas Crooks opened fire fully 2 minutes and 10 seconds before the shooting. They knew. It's because they had known. They'd known for an hour and 40 minutes, and out of desperation, finally they went and said, you know, we got to do something. Feds aren't going to save him. Because the feds didn't intend to save him. That's why. As the video unfolds, Trump can be heard in the background speaking to the crowd, the New York Post writes, at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, but no attempt was made to get him off the stage. The clip, posted to X by user RealDJStu724, was taken at the base of the AGR International Factory as Crooks was perched on top. Quote from the audio, there's effing cops surrounding this whole entire effing building right now, a woman standing nearby said as officers moved around the building and Trump continued speaking in the rally behind, completely unaware of danger unfolding. Folks, there is no way the Secret Service didn't know this. They're like, oh, you know, communications problem. So sorry. An hour and 40 minutes. Folks, the area was so small. I bet you people walked up to them and told them. I bet they did after they couldn't get through to them any other way. And when that didn't work, they tried to save Trump themselves. Folks, serious question. At some point, you got to begin to ask, did they deliberately insecure and unsecure this rally? This latest video is outrageous. There's a great New York Post article on it. And again, as I started laying out the last segment, the only people responding, and by the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds, the local cops had surrounded the AGR glass building themselves. As the video unfolds, and again, this is a video that's been turned over to Senator Grassley. It's a video that started trending on Twitter. And these videos and whistleblowers keep forcing the FBI to change their timeline. And that is significant. You know why? Because there's no way at this point in this investigation that Chuck Grassley, who's a Republican senator, can figure out using only whistleblowers who keep handing him their texts. Oh, look, here's us 100 minutes before the shooting. That would be an hour and 40 minutes before the shooting, not an hour like the FBI says, but an hour and 40 minutes. Here's us exchanging texts. Here's us photographing the shooter. There he is. There he goes. If a senator who's merely asked for whistleblowers to come forward can figure this out, why can't the FBI? Why did whistleblowers again force the FBI to change their timeline? And why do I have to go to the UK Daily Mail to read about it? You know what's funny about this? If you read the New York Times piece, it says the new information's caused the change in the timeline. What timeline? Tell us. Did you know? Tell us. What timeline? And the FBI says, who's... the FBI's. See, the UK Daily Mail spells that out. Listen to this stunning paragraph. Now it appears a group chat of those meant to protect Trump. This is the local snipers who are in the AGR building. Now it appears a group chat. So in other words, not feds. Now it appears a group chat of those meant to protect Trump were aware that the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was in their midst over 90 minutes before Trump was shot at, rather than an hour, as the FBI had previously claimed. This forces the FBI to change their timeline. That's why Fox News was just on a minute ago going, you know, suspicious timeline. Yeah, they lied. You're going to tell me that a Republican senator who's just like, hey, whistleblowers, come give me your stuff, is able to figure the timeline out, but the FBI isn't? They're the ones doing the criminal investigation of this case. It's a stunning paragraph. An hour earlier than the FBI had previously claimed. What are they hiding? And apparently the answer is the entire assassination. No, like the whole thing. If you read nothing else today, just so you can understand the deep state, where they're going, the kind of world we're going to live in if they win. And also the desperation, though, that they have right now. Go look at the cover story on the New York Post today. It's outrageous. And it talks about how Meta's AI, Google's AI, and Facebook itself are denying the assassination, punishing, in Facebook's case, people for sharing that iconic photo with Trump with his fist in the air. You see that? You know what they're doing? What they did was they sent internal warnings to people who put that photo up saying that it had been doctored and that if they didn't take it down, it would result in them getting, you know, less people wouldn't be able to see their post. And they continue warning people, hey, if you keep sharing this video, this picture of Trump with his fist in the air, you know, the iconic one with the blood running down his face, that it's fake and that, you know, you're going to have your post limited. It's not fake. It's real. Okay, before you get too mad, don't get too mad. What does this tell you? What does this tell you? It tells you a couple things. It tells you the internal polling of the Democrat Party saw that really helped Trump and damaged them. And I'm not surprised. It was an incredibly brave thing to do. Because Trump didn't know at the time if the assassin was dead or alive. He didn't know if there were two of them. And what does he do? He turns right toward the danger and he takes it head on. And this is gut instinct. American people love a fighter like that. They love that. They were inspired by that. We haven't been inspired by something like that in so long. Somebody will stand up and fight like that. Americans loved it, and they've got to piss all over it to keep low information voters inspired by that from going to the polls. They're scared, folks. That's what this is, a sign of weakness. This isn't strength. Now listen to this. New York Post: through false labels, confused artificial intelligence, and strange search results, big tech has been suppressing coverage of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the Post found. Listen to this. Meta's AI assistant claimed the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump was fictional. A fictional event. But had plenty to say that was positive about Democrat rival Kamala Harris. Listen to this. The head-scratching results from what Mark Zuckerberg's tech giant bills as the most intelligent AI assistant comes after Google's dominant search engine failed to bring up the July 13 shooting when prompted. You know who's doing this, don't you? Well, come on, the FBI announced 3 months ago it was censoring again, which means everything that's true disappears, and people who say fake things but good things about the Democrat Party get elevated. Like, Trump didn't really get shot. That was fake. Yeah, that photo was doctored. It wasn't real. Those people get elevated. As Meta's Facebook acknowledged that it mistakenly censored the iconic image of Trump with his fist raised in the immediate aftermath of the July shooting. They thought it had been altered. Mm-hmm. On Monday, the Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, saying, was the Trump assassination fictional? Listen to what they got back. The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Well, did the FBI write that personally? Is that how that works? No, we know they do this. We know they do this from Missouri v. Biden, which before the Supreme Court right now. We've seen the evidence of it. If something is true and it helps the right, it gets censored. If something is fake and it helps the left, it gets amplified. They are the true misinformers, not us. Anyway, the Meta bot responded, Facebook bot, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate and reliable information, but sometimes mistakes can occur. The bot added, to confirm, there has been no credible report or evidence of a successful or attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And then it says, but there have been a few instances where former President Donald Trump's safety was at risk. And they list 2016, I guess a guy at a rally tried to get a cop's gun. 2020, a man named William McCall Calhoun was arrested for making threats. It's important to note, the lying bot says, that while those incidents were concerning, they did not result in any direct attempt on Trump's life. Okay, keep in mind, these are the same intelligence people who are warning, oh no, the Russian bots, they're going to try to influence the election by lying to you. No, these people are trying to influence the election by lying to you. What is this about? This is desperation. Why? Because Trump inspired so many people, and they're very afraid that people who wouldn't normally vote, who saw that iconic picture and were moved by it, might go to the polls. So they have to create doubt. And you know what's going to start happening? And text me if this has happened to you. Liberal friends and family members are going to start saying to you, that was fake. That didn't really happen. Trump faked that. Nah, he wasn't really shot. And that's what the FBI is doing right now. They're generating the headlines that get fed into these algorithms that say, well, nobody really knows if it happened. Yes, we do. Yes, we do know. Look at what the FBI is doing right now. They ran those headlines. Well, you know, we're really seeking an interview with Trump. He won't come in, but we're trying to interview him about the shooting. We got to talk to him. What are they saying? He's like a criminal. You know how criminals are. When they have something to hide, they don't come in. He won't talk to us. What's he hiding? It's probably a fake assassination. It's exactly what they're doing. It's pernicious and disgusting and really Stalin-esque, but it's also pathetic and desperate. Texter writes, doesn't this make these people assassination deniers? Yeah, they're fake news. Big fake news. Texter writes, Terrell, why is the FBI always involved with what's against Trump and protecting Democrats? Good question. I think because you're watching our intelligence agencies, especially the FBI, merge with the Democrat Party. We're watching them think they know what's best for us. That's what the Struck emails were about. Text messages. Sent them on his FBI phone, said, you know, this is the insurance policy. FBI agents now believe their job is an insurance policy against Trump winning, against Republicans winning. They think that's their job. And when those messages were exposed on the government phone, they belong to us, not the FBI agent. The Biden administration settles. They would have won in court, settles for $1.2 million, pays it to Strzok. So Strzok just got paid $1.2 million for using his position in the FBI to, as an insurance policy, to take out Trump from winning the election, and got paid off for it. By the way, that's a really awful, damaging thing to do during an election. Because, see, that was a government phone. We own that phone. We are entitled to all the messages on it. Trump, Rod Rosenstein was the one who actually released them from the Trump administration. Anybody can release them. There are, they belong to us. So the Biden administration knew they would lose in court, so they paid him off. They settled with him, $1.2 million. Why would you do that? It makes you look really bad going into an election. Settling with the very FBI agent who used his own FBI phone to hatch a plan to lie, as it turned out, about Russia collusion. That was fake. And try to deny Trump the election. Why would you pay him off? It looks so bad. Because you've got other agents doing the same thing right now. And you need them to know they will be taken care of. Yes, you might be publicly humiliated like Agent Strzok was. You might, we might, they might find you, but we're going to make you rich and take care of you in the end. So you just go right along with your little plot to overthrow the Republic here and make sure Trump doesn't win. That's what that's about. They have to show loyalty. It cannot leave Strzok high and dry, because then the others won't try to overthrow duly elected officials or orchestrate the outcome of elections, which, by the way, think about it, is exactly what's going on in Venezuela right now. Texture rates, Hatira, keep an eye on the new acting director of the Secret Service. He was the one that set the policies and reviewed the protection guidelines. That's not getting mentioned in the press, but Bongino has been all over it. Of course. Of course, they replace her with an inside guy. And you know what's scary? Trump's going to get the same security. He is. He cannot trust them not to insecure and unsecure another rally. I wouldn't trust them if I were him. I'd be scared to death to have outdoor rallies. But maybe he's got his own security now. Maybe it's good enough. Look, folks, I hope he makes it alive to the election. I do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Folks, serious question. At some point, you got to begin to ask, did they deliberately insecure and unsecure this rally? This latest video is outrageous. There's a great New York Post article on it. And again, as I started laying out the last segment, the only people responding, and by the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds, the local cops had surrounded the AGR glass building themselves. As the video unfolds, and again, this is a video that's been turned over to Senator Grassley. It's a video that started trending on Twitter. And these videos and whistleblowers keep forcing the FBI to change their timeline. And that is significant. You know why? Because there's no way at this point in this investigation that Chuck Grassley, who's a Republican senator, can figure out, using only whistleblowers who keep handing him their texts, oh, look, here's us 100 minutes before the shooting. That would be an hour and 40 minutes before the shooting, not an hour like the FBI says, but an hour and 40 minutes. Here's us exchanging texts. Here's us photographing the shooter. There he is. There he goes. If a senator who's merely asked for whistleblowers to come forward can figure this out, why can't the FBI? Why did whistleblowers again force the FBI to change their timeline? And why do I have to go to the UK Daily Mail to read about it? You know what's funny about this? If you read the New York Times piece, it says the new information's caused the change in the timeline. What timeline? Tell us, did you know? Tell us what timeline? And the FBI says, who's? The FBI's. See, the UK Daily Mail spells that out. Listen to this stunning paragraph. Now it appears a group chat of those meant to protect Trump. This is the local snipers who are in the AGR building. Now it appears a group chat. So in other words, not feds. Now it appears a group chat of those meant to protect Trump were aware that the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was in their midst over 90 minutes before Trump was shot at, rather than an hour, as the FBI had previously claimed. This forces the FBI to change their timeline. That's why Fox News was just on a minute ago going, you know, suspicious timeline. Yeah, they lied. You're going to tell me that a Republican senator who's just like, hey, whistleblowers, come give me your stuff, is able to figure the timeline out, but the FBI isn't? They're the ones doing the criminal investigation in this case. It's a stunning paragraph. An hour earlier than the FBI had previously claimed. What are they hiding? And apparently the answer is the entire assassination. No, like the whole thing. If you read nothing else today, just so you can understand the deep state, where they're going, the kind of world we're going to live in if they win. And also the desperation, though, that they have right now. Go look at the cover story on the New York Post today. It's outrageous. And it talks about how Meta's AI, Google's AI, and Facebook itself are denying the assassination, punishing, in Facebook's case, people for sharing that iconic photo with Trump with his fist in the air. You see that? You know what they're doing? What they did was they sent internal warnings to people who put that photo up saying that it had been doctored and that if they didn't take it down, it would result in them getting, you know, less people wouldn't be able to see their post. And they continue warning people, hey, if you keep sharing this video, this picture of Trump with his fist in the air, you know, the iconic one with the blood running down his face, that it's fake and that, you know, you're going to have your post limited. It's not fake. It's real. Okay, before you get too mad, don't get too mad. What does this tell you? What does this tell you? It tells you a couple things. It tells you the internal polling of the Democrat Party saw that that really helped Trump and damaged them. And I'm not surprised. It was an incredibly brave thing to do. Because Trump didn't know at the time if the assassin was dead or alive. He didn't know if there were two of them. And what does he do? He turns right to the toward the danger and he takes it head on. And this is gut, his instinct. American people love a fighter like that. They love that. They were inspired by that. We haven't been inspired by something like that in so long. Somebody will stand up and fight like that. Americans loved it. And they've got to piss all over it to keep low information voters inspired by that from going to the polls. They're scared, folks. That's what this is a sign of weakness. This isn't strength. Now, listen to this. New York Post. Through false labels, confused artificial intelligence, and strange search results, big tech has been suppressing coverage of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the Post found. Listen to this. Meta's AI assistant claimed the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump was fictional. A fictional event. But had plenty to say that was positive about Democrat rival Kamala Harris. Listen to this. The head-scratching results from what Mark Zuckerberg's tech giant bills as the most intelligent AI assistant comes after Google's dominant search engine failed to bring up the July 13 shooting when prompted. You know who's doing this, don't you? Well, come on, the FBI announced 3 months ago it was censoring again, which means everything that's true disappears, and people who say fake things but good things about the Democrat Party get elevated. Like, Trump didn't really get shot. Yeah, it was fake. Yeah, that photo was doctored. It wasn't real. Those people get elevated. As Meta's Facebook acknowledged that it mistakenly censored the iconic image of Trump with his fist raised in the immediate aftermath of the July shooting. They thought it had been altered. Mm-hmm. On Monday, the Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, saying, was the Trump assassination fictional? Listen to what they got back. The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. What, did the FBI write that personally? Is that how that works? No, we know they do this. We know they do this from Missouri v. Biden, which before the Supreme Court right now. We've seen the evidence of it. If something is true and it helps the right, it gets censored. If something is fake and it helps the left, it gets amplified. They are the true misinformers, not us. Anyway, the Meta bot responded, Facebook bot, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate and reliable information, but sometimes mistakes can occur. The bot added, to confirm, there has been no credible report or evidence of a successful or attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And then it says, but there have been a few instances where former President Donald Trump's safety was at risk. And they list 2016, I guess a guy at a rally tried to get a cop's gun. 2020, a man named William McCall Calhoun was arrested for making threats. It's important to note, the lying bot says, that while those incidents were concerning, they did not result in any direct attempt on Trump's life. Okay, keep in mind, these are the same intelligence people who are warning, oh no, the Russian bots, they're going to try to influence the election by lying to you. No, these people are trying to influence the election by lying to you. What is this about? This is desperation. Why? Because Trump inspired so many people, and they're very afraid that people who wouldn't normally vote, who saw that iconic picture and were moved by it, might go to the polls. So they have to create doubt. And you know what's going to start happening? And text me if this has happened to you. Liberal friends and family members are going to start saying to you, that was fake. That didn't really happen. Trump faked that. Nah, he wasn't really shot. And that's what the FBI is doing right now. They're generating the headlines that get fed into these algorithms that say, well, nobody really knows if it happened. Yes, we do. Yes, we do know. Look at what the FBI is doing right now. They ran those headlines. Well, you know, we're really seeking an interview with Trump. He won't come in, but we're trying to interview him about the shooting. We got to talk to him. What are they saying? He's like a criminal. You know how criminals are. When they have something to hide, they don't come in. He won't talk to us. What's he hiding? It's probably a fake assassination. It's exactly what they're doing. It's pernicious and disgusting and really Stalin-esque, but it's also pathetic and desperate. Texter writes, doesn't this make these people assassination deniers? Yeah, they're fake news. Big fake news. Texture 8's Tara, why is the FBI always involved with what's against Trump and protecting Democrats? Good question. And because you're watching our intelligence agencies, especially the FBI, merge with the Democrat Party. We're watching them think they know what's best for us. That's what the struck stroke emails were about. Text messages. Sent them on his FBI phone, said, you know, this is the insurance policy. FBI agents now believe their job is an insurance policy against Trump winning, against Republicans winning. They think that's their job. And when those messages were exposed on the government phone, they belong to us, not the FBI agent. The Biden administration settles. They would have won in court, settles for $1.2 million, pays it to Strzok. So Strzok just got paid $1.2 million for using his position in the FBI to, as an insurance policy, to take out Trump from winning the election, and got paid off for it. By the way, that's a really awful, damaging thing to do during an election. Because, see, that was a government phone. We own that phone. We are entitled to all the messages on it. Trump, Rod Rosenstein was the one who actually released them from the Trump administration. Anybody can release them. They belong to us. So the Biden administration knew they would lose in court, so they paid him off. They settled with him, $1.2 million. Why would you do that? It makes you look really bad going into an election. Settling with the very FBI agent who used his own FBI phone to hatch a plan to lie, as it turned out, about Russia collusion. That was fake. And try to deny Trump the election. Why would you pay him off? It looks so bad. Because you've got other agents doing the same thing right now. And you need them to know they will be taken care of. Yes, you might be publicly humiliated like Agent Strzok was. You might, we might, they might find you, but we're going to make you rich and take care of you in the end. So you just go right along with your little plot to overthrow the Republic here and make sure Trump doesn't win. That's what that's about. They have to show loyalty. It cannot leave Strzok high and dry, because then the others won't try to overthrow duly elected officials or orchestrate the outcome of elections, which, by the way, think about it, is exactly what's going on in Venezuela right now. Texture rates, hey, Tira, keep an eye on the new acting director of the Secret Service. He was the one that set the policies and reviewed the protection guidelines. That's not getting mentioned in the press, but Bongino has been all over it. Of course, they replace her with an inside guy. And you know what's scary? Trump's going to get the same security. He is. He cannot trust them not to insecure and unsecure another rally. I wouldn't trust them if I were him. I'd be scared to death to have outdoor rallies. But maybe he's got his own security now. Maybe it's good enough. Look, folks, I hope he makes it alive to the election. I do. Texture writes, doesn't this make these people assassination deniers? Yeah, they're fake news. Big fake news. Texture rates, Tara, why is the FBI always involved with what's against Trump and protecting Democrats? Good question. And because you're watching our intelligence agencies, especially the FBI, merge with the Democrat Party. We're watching them think they know what's best for us. That's what the struck stroke emails were about. Text messages. Sent them on his FBI phone, said, you know, this is the insurance policy. FBI agents now believe their job is an insurance policy against Trump winning, against Republicans winning. They think that's their job. And when those messages were exposed on the government phone, they belong to us, not the FBI agent. The Biden administration settles. They would have won in court, settles for $1.2 million, pays it to Strzok. So Strzok just got paid $1.2 million for using his position in the FBI to, as an insurance policy, to take out Trump from winning the election, and got paid off for it. By the way, that's a really awful, damaging thing to do during an election. Because, see, that was a government phone. We own that phone. We are entitled to all the messages on it. Trump, Rod Rosenstein was the one who actually released them from the Trump administration. Anybody can release them. They belong to us. So the Biden administration knew they would lose in court, so they paid him off. They settled with him, $1.2 million. Why would you do that? It makes you look really bad going into an election. Settling with the very FBI agent who used his own FBI phone to hatch a plan to lie, as it turned out, about Russia collusion. That was fake. And try to deny Trump the election. Why would you pay him off? It looks so bad. Because you've got other agents doing the same thing right now. And you need them to know they will be taken care of. Yes, you might be publicly humiliated like Agent Strzok was. You might, we might, they might find you, but we're going to make you rich and take care of you in the end. So you just go right along with your little plot to overthrow the Republic here and make sure Trump doesn't win. That's what that's about. They have to show loyalty. It cannot leave struck high and dry, because then the others won't try to overthrow duly elected officials or orchestrate the outcome of elections, which, by the way, think about it, is exactly what's going on in Venezuela right now. Texture writes, hey, Tira, keep an eye on the new acting director of the Secret Service. He was the one that set the policies and reviewed the protection guidelines. That's not getting mentioned in the press, but Bongino has been all over it. Of course. Of course, they replace her with an inside guy. And you know what's scary? Trump's going to get the same security. He is. He cannot trust them not to insecure and unsecure another rally. I wouldn't trust them if I were him. I'd be scared to death to have outdoor rallies. But maybe he's got his own security now. Maybe it's good enough. Look, folks, I hope he makes it alive to the election. I do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,